listening to a behind-the-scenes KatieCast, your sneak peek into the world of Katie's mind. This week, Katie will discuss The Corset Diaries, her third contemporary romantic comedy published in May 2004.
As usual, I will discuss some points which may be spoilers, so if you haven't yet read Corset Diaries, you may want to hold off on listening to the podcast. Corset Diaries was the first of my historical in a contemporary books, in which I indulged in my love of all things historical while keeping a very contemporary voice, and is one of the books for which I get a ton of reader mail. The mail usually touches on one or all of three major points: barking spiders, what the marketing people refer to as plus-sized women, and corsets. The first topic is usually one that is a make-or-break point for readers. Either they get a giggle out of the fact that Tessa is quite human, prone to human foibles such as nausea and intestinal woes, or they sneer at what's termed potty humor and move on. For the record, I absolutely cannot read the scene where Tessa suffers a result from being stuffed into a corset on a full stomach. It lives as such a nightmare in my mind, I just can't read it. But that's exactly why I wrote it. I felt that Tessa needed a horribly embarrassing event that would test her mettle at that point. So I used the most horrendous thing I could think of and inflicted it upon poor Tessa. Luckily, she was made of sterner stuff than me, and she survived in style. The second topic of conversation is the corsets that Tessa and the other female members of the book wear. I'm frequently asked if I've ever worn a corset, while at the same time lauded for having gotten the sensation just right. I'm pleased that people who've worn a corset can relate, and yes, for those of you who want to know, I have strapped one to my body. What I remember most from corset wearing, and what I hope Tessa conveys in her own inimitable manner, is just how restricted your motion is. Every act takes so much more effort when you're tightly corseted. It gives you a much better understanding of why those upper-class women did so little for themselves. That doesn't explain how the other 95% of the female population managed to live and work while corseted, however. The third subject, and by far the most popular, is the fact that I made Tessa a realistic woman in terms of body size. I did this for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is that I'm a member of the Skinny Challenged Club, but mostly because I wanted to reinforce the idea that women of all shapes, sizes, and colors are attractive, no matter what society's idea of beauty is at that moment. Normally, when I'm asked how a book idea came to me, I draw a blank. The sad truth is that I've written so many, and my memory is roughly that of maple syrup, so I usually don't remember how I came up with the original plot idea. Corset Diaries is one of the exceptions to this, however. I distinctly remember one day when I knew I had to write up a book outline for my editor. I sat down in a chair next to a window and stared for about 15 minutes while mulling over various story ideas, none of which particularly appealed to me. Suddenly, out of the blue, I had a vision of a contemporary woman trying to do things while bound into a corset, and immediately started working over that idea. A couple minutes later, I raced to the room that serves as my library, grabbed several of the Victorian etiquette books which I had so wisely stockpiled, and spent an hour going over them. By the end of that hour, I had the basics of the plot down and quickly wrote out a brief synopsis. And here's a little snippet of trivia for you. The items that Tessa reads out of the books in Corset Diaries comes from actual Victorian books, all of which I'd purchased over the years as research sources. Despite the fact that I've only written historical set in the Regency era, I've always had a deep love of all things Victorian, and for years collected antique books, bound volumes of periodicals such as the Gentleman's Magazine, Windsor Magazine, and various women's periodicals and books devoted to handling domestics, and so on. When I settled in to write Corset Diaries, I was surrounded by a mountain of reference books, and gleefully told my husband You see, this is why I buy all those books from eBay. He refused to admit it was a good idea, but I know the truth. I'd never have written Corset Diaries without them. Tessa's outfits are also authentic, taken directly from the many and varied books I have detailing women's costume from the period. You can see the illustrations of specific outfits she wore on my website by following the links to the Corset Diaries section. Thanks for taking the time to listen to this behind-the-scenes podcast for Corset Diaries. If you'd like more information about any of my books, pop over to katiemcallister.com or dragonsips.com. And feel free to drop me a line if you have questions at katie@katiemcallister.com.